Okay, it is now almost 5 o'clock, 7 minutes to 5. I'll call a meeting to order for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026 of the Lake Onalaska Protection and Rehabilitation District. First item on the agenda is to approve the minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
We have a motion from Luke. Do we have a second? That'd be you, Fritz.
I'll be second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
All right, so we're at quorum three, and that, is that correct?
That's quorum three, that's the best I can do.
Under the older rules.
Yep. So, motion and a second, and everybody's in favor?
Aye.
Okay, all the ayes have it. Approve the treasurer's report, Rob's not here. Pretty sure there's been no activity. He was gonna check in on why he wasn't receiving the weed cutting report. But he's not here to, so. Public comment. Jeff?
I have nothing.
Nothing, okay, thank you.
I don't think they have audio. We're not muted.
They can see you, but no audio, right?
Should I call?
We can't see them.
Huh?
Brad's the only one?
He has his camera.
He just turned his camera off, that's all.
Yeah. I can call him, we can do it old school way.
Fritz. What was that?
This is exciting.
Yeah, this is weird.
Yeah, this is weird.
Okay, we can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, your audio was not on the feed. I got you visually. I don't have any audio coming from that room.
Okay, I guess I called you on my phone.
So your phone is hooked up to it.
Turn the volume down on your phone.
It's coming from here.
Those are on.
They are now, apparently.
Hey, we're on.
Brad, can you hear us?
Not anymore.
Wait, but how did my phone calling Brad turn?
That was weird.
Unless your phone is hooked up to, is our Zoom hooked up through your computer or the computer in there?
No, it's not.
Chris Fuck.
Wow.
You're getting a ton of feedback there.
So your Bluetooth is on to their feed.
You know, your phone was probably causing the problem.
Yeah. You must be Bluetooth.
Brad, can you
turn the volume
off on
the Bluetooth.
Go turn off this Bluetooth. Yeah.
I think it might be. Hit the mute button.
Hit the mute. The other ones.
We hit all of them.
I hit it.
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, Brad, can you say something?
Okay, so hang up your phone and I think I have your audio.
Okay, we have the TV volume down.
Oh.
I think that was.
Hang up your phone.
Can you still hear us?
No.
So somehow my phone, but then why am I getting feedback through? That doesn't make any sense.
Because somehow
I was just thinking it was coming through here, but it might not have been.
Do you know what AI is? We're seeing it.
Okay, yeah, did the mute work on that?
I have no idea.
When we hit the mute button.
I had some audio for a little bit there.
You got some now.
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay, well. I just need to hear you.
He heard us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through Fritz's phone.
I think he's hearing us through Fritz's phone.
I know.
Fritz's phone is where.
Fritz's phone.
Can you hear us now? Brad?
No.
He's hearing me through my phone.
Through your phone, yeah.
That's so weird.
How did his phone get Bluetooth?
I
Brad also has just 20 minutes.
Can you turn your volume down on your phone? That should.
Okay, now try.
Can I mention, he only has 20 minutes if he wants to say anything.
Okay.
Brad, since we have this funny connection and you have to go soon, are we still.
Can't, don't have you.
Okay, do you have me now?
Do you have me now?
Yeah. Yes.
So, do you have anything you need to tell us?
Can we type it to him?
I can maybe turn it down in there if you let me back in there.
Mark it, I'm getting a lot of feedback.
So are we.
Yeah. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since you only have
20 minutes.
The June 10th
social. Is that looking good?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. What time is that going to be?
Well, traditionally it's been late afternoon. I've never done a rap song before, but
you know, you could just have Brad hang up and just do the phone. Just, he doesn't need to see us. Just go on the phone. Tell him to hang up.
Okay.
Jump off.
Now you should have a feedback. Brad, can you hear us?
Barely. I can hear you through your phone.
Okay. So late afternoon is the traditional start.
Five-ish?
How does that sound?
That's fine with me. I just need to know. How many are you expecting?
So traditionally, we just send out invitations and people show up. That's all.
Yeah, traditionally we send out an invitation. People show up.
Do we need to do a response back to?
Thirty, maybe.
That's fine. Yeah,
30 is about right.
We'll make sure that the gates can be wide open. There may be some people sailing that night, which is fine. I'll make sure that we've got some bottled water out there, and we'll put everybody in the big shelter.
Do we need some signs or something to get, if somebody comes to the boat landing, where do we go?
We advise you to put signs outside the parking lot. To tell people what they need to do to walk in?
Yeah, actually.
Could you put that in the invite? Just tell them, park in the parking lot, walk into the sailing club, and, there could be some people like we do for our socials. Somebody just kind of keeping an eye on the gate and waving people
that works.
Come down to the shelter.
That works.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. I'll put a map on there.
Too. Yeah. They should just be able to walk right through the gate. We'll have it wide open.
Okay, thank you for that.
I'll
forgive you this time, just don't let it happen again.
I still don't know how or why this is working.
With the feedback loop and everything.
It's something every day.
I figured out a way to turn the volume down, but
okay.
The rest of it, I don't know.
Right, we'll be talking, I'm sure, before it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thanks, Brad.
All right, you're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, I'm hanging up now.
Good, okay. So, we got agency reports next.
The only thing that I have to pass on from Andy is that in the next 2 weeks, he'll be arranging the dates for the Rosebud this summer.
Okay.
And then he said that he thought that Tim was going to schedule another meeting about Dretch stuff. But I don't know anything about that.
Tim's out of town right now. But it should be around May 4th, 5th, or 6th.
Okay.
Those dates. But at least that's what I got back.
It's May 5th at starting at 3.
Okay.
Why didn't I get something?
And then invite.
Good.
Yeah. I'll go through it with the.
Okay. All right.
Judge report.
Good. All right. Next is appointment of commissioner. to fill vacant seat. So Mitch Long, who's from French Island, Tom Campbell, volunteered to, and I talked to him on the phone, and he was going to be here, and then something came up. So it's up to the board to appoint the commissioners.
I'll make a motion to appoint him. Can we do
okay.
that?
As a
commissioner.
Okay. And do I have a second?
I'll second.
Fritz seconds. Any discussion? All I say is we've been looking for somebody for a while.
Yeah, and he's from where we need
him. We've been looking for somebody from French Island, so this fits the bill.
Yeah.
From what I think.
I think it's a great idea. I mean,
okay.
It kind of splits the.
Yeah. All right. All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Okay, that's unanimous. Unanimous, the three of us. The only thing I say is that I think somebody was talking. Who was talking to Tom Campbell, and they talked about trying to get somebody there that would show up for meetings. Not that they wouldn't be commissioners, but at least a representative from Tom Campbell, which I think would be a step above whatever we've had before.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Update on North Shore Lane dredging project.
All right. So we're $33,000 short as of today.
I'm sorry, I don't have it.
$33,000 short
as of today. We've got some, we're going to probably do a letter campaign coming up to try to arrange to get the last 33. But we are much closer than we thought.
Well, wasn't it like 60 the last time? So somewhere we made some money.
Right. We had some big companies jump in, like Pepsi.
Wow.
Jumped in and a couple other big ones. So
wow.
Yeah. So we're going to do a letter campaign with some other other facilities, companies, and I don't think we're gonna have a problem. We've got all the permits pulled. We will be starting our dredge on the 15th, and we'll be putting the material over there by the metal place.
Metallics.
Yeah.
In the field.
Yeah, they've got a. They're not gonna plant the field this year, so they're gonna let us put.
So somebody's talking to John about that?
Yep, it's all been talked to. All the plans are worked. It's going to sit there, and then it's going to go upland. Materials are going to go upland for that. So that's all planned.
Excellent.
Yep. May 15th is the kickoff date.
Nice
permits
work.
Have been pulled.
Nice so, work.
June 15th.
May
15th would be.
June 15th.
Because the spawning has to be over.
Right. All right. May 4th is when we're going to get together with Army Corps, Fish and Wildlife, and Wisconsin DNR. We're going to kind of talk a little bit about this project and then talk about our next project. We're hoping that with this meeting, we're able to secure a plan for the materials so we don't have to spend all the kind of money, especially with them needing to put in islands. So we're hoping to secure a plan, and then we'll start fundraising for that. So we'll be kicking that off as of June 16th, fundraising for whatever project they choose next. I have invited Fritz and Mark, or have included them from day one into these meetings, because they represent the Lake District and Bryce Perry Conservation Association, because we want to make sure that it's a united front. Very important, we're united on all this. But I think we're gonna, it sounds like Tim and Andy, they were given the ability to make decisions. According to Sabrina, I talked to her. So, and with the Army Corps, so I know that there's other channels they have to go through, but they have the ability to start moving things forward. So we're going to try to develop a plan that's going to work. So then, in the next couple of years, we're going to do that. I've started my campaign with some of the legislators. I've reached out to Tammy Baldwin's office, asked for a meeting. I've also reached out to Congressman Van Orton's office, asked for a meeting there. Have not heard from Van Orton's office yet, but I will reach out again and continue.
Have you guys reached out to Johnson's office at all?
I was told that Johnson probably wouldn't want to champion something like this.
where Tammy has been known for kind
of. Okay, I'm just asking a question.
Yep. So if I can get Baldwin and Van Orton to be working together, that's going to be the key. So that's my next goal is, first of all, meet with them separate, then pull them together in a meeting. So I feel like we're getting some ground, we're getting some momentum. I think once this meeting kicks off with Tim, it's going to give us at least an idea of where we're going to go forward. We're going to let Fish and Wildlife, since they manage the land, decide where we go next. I know that Wisconsin DNR is really pushing for Black Deer Slough, but I don't have any clue what they're going to decide on as far as what projects they're going to look at. But I talked to previous representative Congressman Steve Gunderson, called him on the phone, gave me some ideas on how to get allocations. So he's going to help in the process as well. So it's a nice connection. I haven't seen him since high school, so that was nice connection, connecting up with him. So I think I've got a good plan. I've got some ideas down. I'm trying to gather the troops right now. So I do believe we're going to move forward. Whether we're going to get money from Washington, who knows? I doubt it. But if not, we can start on the fundraising. It might take 5 years, but you know, at least we'll kind of move in that direction.
So in discussing it all with Sean, he said, well, maybe we could start out with just closing that gap. It's pretty simple, and it's not very expensive.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that they can do. It's just a matter of we got to get the process in place.
Yeah,
you know.
But I mean, closing the gap won't generate any dread spoils.
Yeah. Well, you also got an airboat guy that goes through that gap all the time, making it bigger and bigger. So I mean, that's half the problem. But
so the other thing is this just struck me. You know how people right now. We'll make an application to put in riprap on core land that's adjacent to their property. Okay? And I thought to myself, why don't we just put an application to riprap the island that's next to the project?
I'm all ears. That would be probably a John question, but
it would be.
Do you know how many feet?
No. It was just a brainstorm.
Right.
Okay.
Because I think
if
you go over
here's numbers. The reason why. You got those sheep piles that are sitting out there all by themselves. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is going to impact the flow of water and the material through the dredge project? Exposure to wind and current. Mm-hmm. That hole, and maybe even past it a little bit. If you were to put a rock barrier there, you could eliminate some of the current and the material that would actually be flowing through there. Somebody'd have to look at it from a hydrologic standpoint, okay?
Right.
But, I mean, it's obvious that happened in the past. You can look at the way the sediment's been distributed there. Mm-hmm. Most of it came from out in the lake.
So if it's less than 500 feet,
it would be less than 500.
Okay. I believe then that just falls under a general permit that basically you just have to have permission.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So the question is, who's going to put the application in?
Who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
Correct. That's the other one.
Yep.
But relatively speaking, versus dredging, riprap is cheap.
Yeah.
And this would be protecting the investment that's being made
for
the dredge project.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a thought, okay? I don't want to divert from.
Are you talking the gap that's. Are you talking about the North Shore Lane project?
Yes.
That gap, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like
maybe somebody.
An airboat who's.
Yeah. No, not.
I'm talking about a different area, but. Yeah.
He's talking about the gap.
Black Deer Slough.
Black Deer.
Oh.
That's the one that Sean's been harping about because it's basically killing the backwaters there.
We actually had a project. And all agreed on with the agencies, and then it kind of elevated itself a little bit, and that means it has to jump through more hoops, and then it died.
Yeah. So we're going to continue to jump through hoops. I know that we've got some good meetings going. Now that I'm on the county board, I know that there's going to be some monies available. I'm going to make sure that it doesn't go to Lake Neshonnik. I'm going to make sure that some of it comes to this organization here. As a government agency, you guys can take that that money, correct, I'm assuming?
Certainly.
Lork wouldn't be able to, so, because we're not a
501c3.
Yeah.
Either Bryce Curry or the Lake District could take that money. The last time, because of this project, the Lake District took it and passed it through to DPCA.
I think that's the way it has to go from a government agency to the Lake District.
Right.
So I think that's the way it's going to have to go. And I'm not sure how much there is. I think it's going to be more than 50,000. I think it's going to be a $200,000 split between the two.
So
would be my guess.
Traditional projects that aren't involved with dredging or are minimal amount of dredging are a lot more cost effective.
Right.
And usually require a lot less planning.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're going to be talking about with Tim too. We want to break up, or Tim and the agencies, break up the dredging project, whatever we do next, into the $400,000 chunks, so it's going to be more doable for us. I think Lork is gaining steam, and we're really getting a lot of hits on our websites, and so it's nice to see a lot of people responding even to emails and to blogs. But I think we've got some potential to keep that rolling. But I know that you guys are gonna explore the expanding the Lake District too, and I want to be part of those meetings.
Absolutely.
Because now that I'm on the county, that'll be something that'll be probably pretty important for me to
Absolutely.
Be a part of and to work that through.
Yeah. So let me give you a timeline on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that Charlotte and Carl are both up to their eyeballs until probably after the end of May,
uh-huh.
as far as doing something. That's why nothing's happened so far. Nothing substantial has happened, you know, putting together an invite letter or anything like that, or a concept.
Yeah. And then the last thing, I floated this idea with Mark and with Mike, but I think Lork needs to get swallowed up by one of these other organizations. We're a committee of five, and we're not going to be able to expand. We just don't have the manpower to put it into expanding. But I think if we worked underneath one of the other agencies, such as the Lake District and or BPCA, I think that would be ideal. Probably more BPCA is appropriate because it's non-governmental, and if we're going to be doing all this political action, we probably need to be non-political.
Yeah, well, then they need to separate somehow and not impact their 501c3.
Might need a 501c4.
You might need a 501c4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. We don't have one, so I'm just...
No, I know that. It would be something that...
I would like you guys to at least talk at BPCA and talk Lake District, see what's more appropriate. We can continue as well. I just think right now there's so much division going on.
Right.
And
people are asking, why do we have so many...
Right, yeah. And emails aren't going out to our entire base. And we just need to consolidate. I mean, that's plain and simple. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Consolidate. We've got the Army Corps listening to us. We've got Fish and Wildlife listening to us. Our voices are being heard. And so, you know, obviously there's no money, but now we just need to make sure that we're one voice and not several.
Many.
Yep. So, like I said, we don't mind keeping going with what we're doing. I just think it makes more sense since we're so small. To expand into one of the other.
This is. I'm just thinking about this with all the projects I've ever been part of. This is the crucial moment right now to get that one started and to get the next one rolling.
Yeah.
And once you do that, then after a while it feeds on itself.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind we're going to get the next one rolling, and this one's going to get finished.
So on this one, I think we need to bring the local governments into some sort of more direct involvement. That's the purpose of the extension-led discussion of how to make the Lake District expand. Doesn't necessarily mean that Lake District's expanding in area, but does mean expanding in influence and expanding in bringing the community together to be more concerned and provide more for the protection of Lake Onalaska. So.
That's all I had.
Okay.
So long.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. Next is discussion and action on planning for June 10th social. That's, well, we did that.
Annual meeting next.
Oh, I'm sorry. Discussion, planning, and possible action for fall annual meeting venue date. Any thoughts on that? Okay. So we're going to have the annual meeting is going to be in late, late summer, early fall, right?
Before September 8th.
Before September 8th.
Right.
We assume that by that time, the project should be well along, if not done. So I would feature a presentation on that project as the mainstay for the Lake District annual meeting.
Good idea.
Not to try to take credit for it, just to let people know.
Well, I'm assuming Mark would be what's doing the presentation, so.
Yes, yes.
Do we want to explore USGS again? If there
a different location?
Or back on, or venue thoughts?
We should look at anything.
We thought about USGS and then funding and staffing, but it still is a wild card, but.
It's very much a wild card. So, let's just mention that.
We had a training though recently.
Yeah, but if you talk to the people that are working on trying to get the budget put back, they're still $0. In the president's budget.
Yeah.
And that's just, did anybody see the fish thief?
No, wanted to.
I mean, this is early yet for choosing the venue.
It is early yet.
By June, we should definitely have a nailed down.
Yeah.
But I guess we could ask the question of USGS if it's even a real possibility.
Okay.
Or keep it at Alaska. I don't know people's thoughts are. Are there any other choices out there?
Nothing that has the electronic capacity that we need to, particularly do addressed by Lark on project. Hopefully, you guys are working on following the project right as it does. And
oh gosh, yeah, we'll be documenting the hell out of it.
Yeah. And that's there has never been a documentation on any other river project that I know about. Other than the first one, which Channel 19 did. But they didn't really do the workup to start with or any of that. They did talk to the agency people, but it wasn't something that they were undertaking.
So at the annual meeting, you're not going to do any tax increases or anything like that, right?
Well, we don't know what's going to come out of the process for the process that extension is going to lead us through. Obviously, that'll be something that would also be included.
Okay.
We don't know what that's going to do. I doubt that there's going to be any tax increases.
Okay. If we want people to show up, you just say the word, there's going to be tax increases.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we're going to get a nice showing, which I think is good.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Promote.
That's how we used to do it in Southeast Wisconsin. Yeah. We create a controversy and people show up and you teach them.
Yeah.
I mean, it
education.
Works. It's a risk.
Yeah.
It's a risk.
Or just start the rumor.
Yeah.
That's the problem with public comments.
Just start the rumor.
So rumor's good.
Yeah, that's easy.
I can tell you a story about this deep tunnel in downtown Milwaukee. Anything else? Okay, so we look at very late summer, very early fall, right? And either Alaska or French Island with the USGS.
USGS, yeah.
Okay. Discussion and planning on the June 10th social of La Crosse Sailboat Club. So we kind of went over that with
the last meeting.
No.
Well, the one before
today.
That. Yeah. I got one more text from Brad. Not a big deal. He said in the invite, let people know if parking lot's full, they can park on the east side of Lakeshore Drive away from the homes.
Yeah.
If they park on the side where the homes are, the neighbors get a little testy.
So, on the uninhabited side.
Yeah, he said that at the last.
So, okay. Update on UWL dredge channels study report?
So I sent you just today what Colin had sent me. It's, there's not a, a, it's all, it's the latest stuff. I think it already went around. It's from last early summer when we, remember when we had the billing going on?
Yeah, yeah.
So we got that. I presume there should be a write-up of some kind. I don't know.
Because that's what we have to submit to DNR to get the...
Well, we have, that has, is part of, there's more that's in the grant write-up.
Okay.
But that's
okay.
One piece of it.
Okay. So. I was just looking at the money and trying to get it available for this summer.
Right. So look at what I sent today.
Oh, what you sent today. Okay.
And see what else you think you should.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Anything else on the dredge study? The old dredge study?
The bathymetry study.
The bathymetry, yeah. Okay. Update on UWL extension facilitated collaboration and funding of Lake Onalaska's future. So I did talk to Carl, and he said, you know, they were up to their eyeballs and stuff, and it would probably be the end of the May before they started to put together something back to the Lake District that would describe what kind of a process they would take us through and what some of the, and then we'd have to sit down with them and discuss what kind of outcomes do we want from the process. And at the same time, UWL, a class in UWL, is doing an economic study of Lake Onalaska.
Oh.
Which is something that I believe Lark has wanted.
That's great.
Yeah.
That'll be really, really helpful. We can guesstimate,
yeah.
But we don't.
So,
yeah.
Also, Lake Altoona just completed one.
How'd that go?
Went good. I sent a copy of that to Carl.
Okay.
I didn't know if he was probably aware of it, but Sean sent it. Sean Giblin from DNR. So, and they're acting on that up there. They saw the fairly significant numbers that came out of the importance of Lake Altoona. They've got real problems. They've got, you know, maybe 50% of the summer, you can't have any contact with the water in the lake. I mean, they got real algae problems.
Oofta.
I used to water ski in that lake.
What?
I used to water ski in that lake.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was huge. I mean, so 50% of the year they're not supposed to have contact, huh?
Well, that's what I took from the, it was a report on Channel 13.
Sure.
So I haven't looked at the report yet.
So. I wonder what they're doing then.
Well,
counter.
I don't know if a lot of the nutrients are in situ in the stream and in the lake bottom, then that's a whole different question.
That'd be really hard.
Yeah.
You know, that's a student project. The semester is wrapping up fairly soon, so by the time we have our next meeting, we should have the UWL.
So that would be something else for the annual meeting. I don't want to pile on. But
we could have it in May. The semester is ending soon. We only got a few weeks left.
Okay.
And it's a student project, so it's going to be done at the end of the semester.
So they then give the report, right, at UWL?
You know, we should ask if they, I bet the class will have a presentation.
Yeah.
That we could attend.
That would be good.
For themselves, that might be nice to go to it.
Yeah, but also, when you think about this process, from the extension process of trying to get the word out to the community, that's something that would be useful, at least to get to the local units government, you know, the city of La Crosse, La Crosse County,
yep.
Town of Campbell, Town of Onalaska, City of Onalaska. So,
I'll ask Scott if they're doing a presentation that we could go to.
That would be good. There's a lot of balls in the air here.
Just a couple.
Just a couple. Maybe we
should have a fireworks show.
No, I'm just kidding.
We should. We could raise money.
No, at the end of the dredge project.
Yeah.
Pull something up.
Yep. That would be a great celebration, I think.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about within the refuge?
On the refuge, yeah.
No, that's not going to happen.
I don't think so.
I got insurance.
Insurance won't cover it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'd have to grease wheels.
It's not my wheels.
That's not hers. That's Tim. All right. Anything else that anybody can think of? I've got a couple other things here. What I do with it. Okay. I had it. Here it is. So, Eric, was our contact at the Lakes program at the UW Stevens Point, which is part of Extension. He's moved on from his position. He's now the Portage County Executive. He got elected, so he's not working for Extension anymore.
That's promotion.
But I talked to him for quite a while about different things, including this Extension-led process. But the Lakes Board Bulletin came out, and they are doing a link to a survey, and the survey is participated in a research study being conducted by researchers at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point and Madison and UW Extension. This project is a part of Lakes Extension's ongoing efforts to evaluate their programming and support lake groups across the state. Participation in this study involves completing a survey. The survey asks for the following aspects of your lake group: goals, members, organization, relationships, and involvement in land conservation. The survey should take about 20 minutes to complete and can be accessed online at the link below. I'm going to send a copy of this to each one of the commissioners.
Okay.
Okay. So they can fill it out and send it in. But this is pretty heady for them. This is a lot of work. And they're looking for making sure that the direction that Stevens Point is doing to support the Lakes program is going to be doing as much as it can to help. Okay, and the next thing was Mississippi River, One Mississippi, okay? And they are constantly having rapid response sign-on letters urging a note, urging different political actions, and one of them's the most current one is a no vote on the farm bill, and this sign-on is due by April 24th, and I really hesitated to do on myself and say, yeah, I will sign on to that without the board being involved. So I thought I said, we'll send this out to the board and just say, how do we proceed with this? As an organization, we have to have a board of each time. Well, we don't meet that often, and this stuff comes down the highway pretty quick. But I think the farm bill is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the time frame on
April 24th.
Yeah, see, a lot of those are really short, and you know, before I vote, I want to read the background. So
yeah.
It's hard.
That's what happened. I mean, I got this.
If an issue came like that, you know, just before a meeting, yeah, I think I could see us doing it. Otherwise, we have to have a public meeting to discuss it.
Right, because we can't just send an email out and say, get back to me.
Right.
Doesn't work. So I don't see a resolution to this problem, because these are fairly short-term things, but they're really important.
Well, if they come up right before a meeting, where
then
you know,
we could, yeah.
The deadline for response would be after the meeting, we could do it.
Right.
Otherwise, I don't see it.
Otherwise,
if it's super important, you could call a special meeting.
I mean, you as an individual can send something into them and say, I think it's important, but for the Lake District to do it, we have to have an action by the board. So it's the thing, same thing the government gets in trouble with all the time, the time frame.
Yeah, but super, I mean, you can call it a special meeting.
I can.
Sure notice if it's really bad important.
Yeah.
Had I been watching things, I probably could have gotten that on the agenda here, but I didn't. So that's all I got. So schedule the next meeting. May.
So we're on the fourth Wednesday. Good, bad, or ugly?
Well, we could give it
that
a shot.
The May 27th.
How does that fit with the dredging project? That'll be just before it gets started, right?
Yep. About 2 weeks before it gets started.
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay,
so the Wednesday, May 27th?
Yeah, let's do that.
So I got 4:30?
4:30?
Here?
Yep. Unless...
I'll be officially appointed at that point, too.
You better be.
I should be. They're doing it
well,
this week.
Are they doing it next week?
This week.
Oh.
Yeah, we had to turn in all of our forms on what we wanted to be on.
Okay.
And I put Lake District on.
Well,
is
I mean,
guy, is that guy there because you're here? Turn around.
I don't know.
Are they following you around now?
No, but I did
sure
tell them that they need to start spending a little more time on the prairie because people are speeding like crazy.
They are.
Tries to be nuts.
Especially at night, late. I'm down here working at night. They go down to Lytle's
and they
come by there at 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, and that's been that way for the last 30 years.
Oof, man, do they call it. You know, and the county sits down here by the school, but that's not where they need to get them.
No, it's got to be.
They got to get them up north.
I think we'll see much more presence now. So
the other thing is, they turn the corner at Cozy Corner and they come all of the dip.
Yep.
And once they hit that straightaway.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And you can hear them at night. They wake me up sometimes.
They come by so fast, all I can see is the light in between the buildings. Just the light. It's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that all started or got pushed very far right after COVID.
Well, I would move to adjourn, but I can't. I'm not official yet.
Well, we're going to adjourn. Do we have a motion?
I'll move.
Fritz moves. We have a second.
Second.
You got a second?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, aye, aye. Aye,
aye.
Opposed.
Aye, aye.
You got a stiff back, sir.
Oh.
I got to talk to you.
Sitting on my butt too long today.
I'll get a hold of Derek.